Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to let everyone know I will be running a holiday sale on my 9-week course. If you have wanted to take my online course for a long time, but just haven't for whatever reason, this is the perfect opportunity to take advantage of 50% off. You can look in the caption below for the links and coupon code to take advantage of this amazing offer. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. We're going to talk about what the new supply had that you didn't. Now, for most people that are going through a breakup with someone who perhaps is narcissistic, or even if they are not someone who's narcissistic, just someone who has abandoned you, left you, cheated on you, and even if that didn't happen, let's just say you just had a breakup and like a month later, your ex is already in like a full-blown relationship with someone else, just what this person had that you didn't have. I know that this question really can give a lot of people a lot of anxiety, and so I really just want to tackle this and handle this right now. So the first thing that makes her different than you is that she most likely is going to believe all of the stories that he is portraying. He is telling her. So they always say there's two sides to every story, and chances are this new supply is listening to all of the stories that he's telling her, which are one-sided stories, and she's believing them. So she's believing that he's Prince Charming, that he's the victim, and that you're the problem. Now, the reason why it's so easy for her to do this is because if you are the problem, then it validates her that he no longer loves you. So all of the stories that she's going to believe and she's going to listen to, and she's going to actually think that he is Prince Charming and that you're the problem, this helps her insecurities, it helps her jealousy, and it helps her low self-esteem. It also is going to do something so wonderful, and it's going to project her own projections of what she wants in a partner. So if he portrays himself to be Prince Charming, then and she wants Prince Charming and she's projecting that onto him, then great, then she's winning. So she's getting fed inside because he's telling her everything that she wants to hear that's going to feed all of those wounds and insecurities. So if I'm an insecure, I have low self-esteem, and I'm a jealous person, then when you are obviously in a marriage with someone else or in a relationship with someone else, or if you just got out of, you know, a 20-year marriage and a month in, you're already telling me that you love me, if I come from all that lack and insecurities, then I'm going to believe you and I'm going to want to believe that she was the problem, because I don't want to actually face that it could possibly be you, because you're giving me all the things that I need right now. You're validating me. You're love bombing me. You're doing all of these things that are making me feel so amazing that I don't want to see who you actually are. Now, he's going to always create stories that make you look like the problem and him not, because quite frankly, you're dealing with someone who probably doesn't want to take responsibility or accountability for their part in the relationship. Now, any normal, healthy adult will say after any breakup, whether you do the breaking or someone else ends the relationship, what did I learn from this relationship? How could I have done something better, right? Like, because we're always trying to self-reflect. We're always trying to grow. We're always trying to like be better than we once were. And so that's just about being a healthy adult. When you're dealing with someone who is not that way, then they're always going to want to point the finger at other people as to why this ended, and it had nothing to do with me and I didn't do anything wrong. It had to do with someone else. Now, this is what he wants to do, and if she's going to just pick up that bait and just run with it and say, absolutely, you were not the problem, then that just reinforces that this is the person I should be with, because you're willing to see the lies. You're okay with me not taking responsibility for my part in the relationship. The next thing that she has that you don't is her standards are way lower than yours. Now, you really have to understand this, because it's a huge, huge thing. She is willing to take less than what you were taking, and that's why you two are not together. She just required less of him, whereas you didn't. And so when someone requires less of you, anything that you do is going to be like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing that you've ever done. Oh, you just sent me a card? Like, oh, this is fantastic. Oh, you left your wife for me? Like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Because the bar is so, so low in terms of standard and self-worth. Now, if I don't have standards, then I obviously don't have healthy boundaries whatsoever. And if I don't have standards, then that means that I don't have any self-worth and I'm not teaching people how I want to be treated. So that means that whatever you do, whatever you're willing to give, I'm just okay with it because the bar is so extremely low. Now, over time, one of two things are going to end up happening. Number one, she could easily say, I'm over this, and she's going to start trying to raise the bar. And at that point, she's going to realize he's not willing to even meet her close to where she wants him to be. And he's going to leave again, or the relationship is just going to dissolve, or she's never going to raise the bar. And her standards are always going to be way, way lower than what yours were. Now, if that is the case, then you're actually dealing with a person who's just willing to settle. Now, the next thing that she has that you don't is she is willing to project her relationship, whereas you couldn't project anymore. Maybe you did in the very beginning, but you go to a place where you just couldn't do it any longer. So she projects what she wants versus what her actual reality is. And she's okay with living in that fantasy delusional world for now. She will go around and tell the world, you know, like what a great man she has, but she is not capable of having a deep, deep connection and a real relationship with this person, because quite frankly, the relationship is probably surface level. Because think about it, in order to have a real deep connection with someone, you have to have what? You have to have honesty, you have to have accountability, you have to have responsibility, you have to be able to, you know, work on the relationship. You have to be willing to say, you know what, I messed up. You have to be able to be vulnerable. None of those things are going to come with someone who is not capable of doing those things. This is also where intuitively, maybe she's not narcissistic like him, so her intuition is gonna kick in at some point, and she's going to feel that this relationship isn't right. She's not an idiot. She does know right from wrong. She does know, like, being with someone who's already in another relationship, or being with someone who's only giving me the bottom of the barrel, is just not good enough for me. Like, she does know that, but her insecurities and her wounds run so deep that she won't be able to fully go there with herself. She'll just keep suppressing, perhaps for her whole life, or perhaps until the place where, to the point where she just can't even do it anymore. And again, this is where she's gonna try to start raising that bar a little bit, and he's just gonna keep shutting her down. Now, the last thing that she has that you don't is the old saying that I love. I love these sayings. Birds of a feather flock together. So if he's unhealthy and she's unhealthy, then guess what? They're probably going to be together for 50 years. And that doesn't matter. It's not about what she has that you don't. It's about who she is that you're not. So that's where you really have to just, like, remove the ego for a minute, because of course an ego is bruised, but remove that ego for just like a hot minute, just to see something for what it is. And it's not about, oh, well, they'll probably break up at some point, or I hope they do, or anything like that. They could be together for the rest of their lives, but it doesn't matter. What matters is this person was willing to deal with things that you weren't willing to deal with. This person didn't have the standards that you have. This person doesn't want the deep connection, the vulnerability, the really partnership, the friendship, all of that stuff. They don't want to build. They're just happy with surface level stuff. They're happy with just being pacified with a little bit of attention or money or a trip or whatever the case is, whereas that isn't you. And that's something that is so important, and I'm constantly telling people, is don't compare yourself to someone else. It's not about what she has that you don't have. It doesn't matter appearance, because 9 times out of 10, when someone jumps ship or just quickly goes into a relationship right after another one, it's not about the physical stuff. It's more about what she is making him feel, how she's making him feel. And this isn't a reflection of you weren't able to make him feel that way. It's a reflection of he needs someone to make him feel that way, because he can't do it for himself. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.